This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Athletes in at least five professional sports leagues, the NBA, the WNBA, Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, and tennis, have decided, to paraphrase one of those athletes, that they are Black Americans first and athletes second, and so have decided not to play for the time being. The decision, of course, comes in the wake of the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin the other day, also many other Black men and women in many other cities through time. These athletes want, fundamentally, police and criminal justice reform, right? Marketplace's Mario Segarra gets us going with what leverage those athletes actually have and how long it might last.
Last night, Elizabeth Williams, who plays for the WNBA's Atlanta Dream, made a statement. She and the other teams would not be playing, and she had an ask for their fans.
If you truly believe that Black Lives Matter, then vote. Go and complete the 2020 census now. Don't wait. If we wait, we don't make change.
Pro athletes have a platform, and in this case, they're using it to reach out directly to fans and viewers. Lori Latrice Martin calls what they're doing a strike. She teaches sociology and African American studies at Louisiana State University.
By striking, they're providing inspiration for those that are on the front line and those that are involved in various grassroots efforts.
But what about more direct financial pressure? The players are withholding their labor, hoping their demands will be met. That's a little trickier. When they refuse to play, that does hurt the bottom line for leagues and team owners who could try to force change.
The NBA is owned by billionaires, and billionaires do have a lot of power.
Eric Loomis, who teaches history at the University of Rhode Island, says owners could use that power to lobby state legislatures, like Milwaukee Bucks players are doing. They're trying to get Wisconsin lawmakers to pass police reform legislation. But
it's highly unlikely the Wisconsin legislature is going to listen to them. Because the Wisconsin legislature is dominated by pretty conservative Republicans who have been opposed to these protests and have been very supportive of the police.
In normal times, players would also have some leverage over local governments. When teams play in a city, that city collects tax dollars from parking and concessions. But there are no fans in stadiums right now, so they can't pull that lever. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.